USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Russia's President Vladimir Putin still keeping his cards close to his vest as the world wonders if he will invade Ukraine or choose diplomacy. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he should do the latter to avoid severe consequences from the West.
The way for Moscow to show that it wants to pursue that path is simple. It should de-escalate rather than escalate. And it should not only talk about seeking a diplomatic outcome, but actually work one.
Could be the hottest Super Bowl ever today, with temperatures expected to hit about mid-80s in the L.A. area. Previously, the hottest Super Bowl on record was Super Bowl VII in 1973. It was in Los Angeles, and it hit 84. The New York Stock Exchange has dropped its COVID mask requirements on the floor, and now investment banks are dropping them as well. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks, this is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Projects purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
A major storm system, another one, now expected to bring snow and ice and powerful thunderstorms to nearly a dozen states in the Central Plains and the Southeast over the next few days. Forecasters say New Mexico to Colorado and into northern Illinois and Wisconsin will be on the west side of the storm, so they'll be getting the snow, the rain and thunderstorm activity likely from Houston to the Ohio and Tennessee valleys. Travelers across the region expect changing weather conditions by Wednesday, with also very strong winds and a possibility of flooding. Canadian police are now taking steps to try to break up a trucker protest at a busy border crossing with the United States. They have begun clearing the blockade on the Ambassador Bridge to Detroit, Michigan. They've been protesting vaccine and mask mandates. L.A. County Coroner is now saying 47-year-old former Major League Baseball player Jeremy Giambi has died of a self-inflicted gunshot wound. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
The latest wrinkle in the U.S. House investigation of the January 2021 attack on Capitol Hill, well, it's that there are some missing call log entries during the course of that afternoon. Here's more from USA Radio's Wendy King.
Unnamed sources told the New York Times and ABC News that phone records show no entries of calls to or from former President Trump via the White House switchboard, despite numerous reports that he spoke to lawmakers in the House after the beginning of the attack. The records don't indicate there's been any tampering with the call logs, and it's widely known that Trump often used his personal cell phone and those of his aides to make and receive calls. Sources said the logs show no phone calls for multiple hours when Trump returned to the Oval Office after he gave his speech on the 2020 presidential election at the Ellipse. Supporters who attended the speech marched from the park near the White House to the Capitol, where they attempted to interrupt Congress's certification of the electoral votes. The lack of call records comes as Trump faces scrutiny for allegedly violating the Presidential Records Act by ripping up paper records during his time in office. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
Make sure your internet history reflects you visiting usaradio.com when you get a chance. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.